Moncrief on News Talk.
A bit like that question over having kids at weddings, some people feel that pets should be allowed to come too, which is where Rebecca McBride comes in. She's a dog chaperone for weddings. Rebecca, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
How does it work in the sense that when you're meeting the couple-to-be, what kind of information do you need from them?
Yeah, so I do need quite a lot of information. Firstly, the dog has to be quite social, because if you bring a nervous dog to a wedding, that's not really going to go down well. So usually I go and meet the dog first and see that they're suitable to go to the wedding, and then I bring them along to the venue, and it means the couple can get some photos with their dog and basically enjoy the dog being there on the day, but they don't have to stress because they know someone's looking after them the whole day, and that's where I come in.
Right. OK, so it, would the dog be generally, attending where the actual ceremony is taking place, or do they just kind of wander around afterwards?
So they can go to the ceremony. I have taken dogs to churches and to chapels during the actual ceremony. Some of them have actually delivered the rings down the aisle. And then I've had other ones where I just go to the venue after for the reception. And a lot of the reception venues, they have gardens and things like that. So that's a good opportunity to get some photos with your dog on your wedding day.
But have you ever been put in the situation where the couple say, here's Rex, our dog, and you spend some time with Rex, and you go, Rex is completely nuts.
Yeah.
He will chew dresses. He will run up and down the church. He'll eat everyone's dinner. Not a good idea.
Yeah, I am actually so lucky that hasn't happened to me yet. but we'll see. I did have a little dachshund who was a little bit nervous on the day. I went and met him and everything was fine before. And his job was to take the rings up the aisle. And I could tell he was a little bit nervous. And he walked halfway up and kind of just sat down and wouldn't move. I know. But there was someone on hand, one of the groomsmen, just lifted him up under his arm and took him up. So certainly you have to kind of be on hand for their behaviour to be a little bit different that day. But if they're ever really stressed, I say to the bride and groom or whoever it is, like, look, I think we should maybe take a wee time out. We can get a couple of quiet photos in the garden, but that's about it.
Yeah, and have any of them ever pooed in the wrong place?
No, thank goodness.
Okay.
But that's why, like, I take them on loads of big walks before and make sure that they're all ready for the day.
Yeah. Now, if a couple approach you and say, well, we've a dog and four of our friends have dogs, can you take more than one pet?
Yeah, so I actually had someone request for me to bring 5 chihuahuas once.
Whoa.
It didn't actually go anywhere, but certainly the maximum I've taken at the moment has been 2, but I have lots of other like family's dog, maybe their parents' dog needs looked after. So usually what I do is go to their house, all the dogs are in the one place, and usually I only take the couple's dog over to the wedding and then return that evening and look after like all of the family dogs. Because that's the thing with the wedding. A lot of people rely maybe on their parents or family members to look after their dog overnight if they're away on holiday. But everyone's obviously at the wedding, so it does kind of cause a bit of trouble. Oh, who's going to look after the dog?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Because there's a certain point at which, you know, everyone's having their dinner or they've had a few drinks or whatever, and you have to take the dog someplace.
I can take them either to my house at home where they stay with me, have a little sleepover, or else I can take them back to their own house. It just depends what the couple's more comfortable with and the dog. So there's lots of different ways to go about it.
Yeah, though sometimes, you know, the way people, you know, have, they get married in one place, then they have the reception someplace that's an hour and a half away, and then you have a massive drive facing you at the end of all that.
That's the thing as well. So you don't want to be taking a dog that maybe isn't the best at traveling in the car to a venue that's quite far away. So usually whatever, if the ceremony is closer to their house or the venue is, we usually only pick one of them because a lot of dogs don't really like being transported from place to place. We just kind of have to play it by ear. But then you get some that are happy to go along with you the whole day and they just love the day out. So I've had quite a lot of dogs like that they just don't leave our side and they're there for the whole day and they absolutely love it. Yeah. So it really just depends. Like, and I find that a lot of them, because the dogs actually know all of the family members, so they're quite familiar with all the people there. So I find they're taking me over to like introduce me to the granny and the granda, and they get excited seeing people through the day.
And you're completely booked out for this summer.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually have only started it around a year ago, but full time now since last summer. So I don't have many dates left in summer.
That's extraordinary. It really is. Rebecca, yeah. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Rebecca McBride there. The name of her company is McBride and Groom Weddings.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.